continuing high school football coverage. Indianola takes down Sioux City North 38-0, joined by head coach Eric Kluver. And coach, I think a first half where Indianola was up on the scoreboard, but maybe not what you were looking for, especially a nine-minute drive by the Stars, came back big in the second half and really showed what this team was all about.
Yeah, we got the win. Like I just told the guys, I understand we won 38-0, but really was disappointed, you know, to turn the ball over three times. I said exactly what you just said as far as a nine-minute drive. You know, a defense of our caliber, I think we're much better than that. We just allowed them to hog the clock, and I kind of felt like we were playing Carlisle again, you know, and not very many possessions offensively. So that was disappointing, and, you know, it's my job to get this team playing its best football at the end of the year, and I told the guys we're just not there right now. So we got to go back to work and get better this week because we have a huge game next week.
I know you liked the response in the second half, especially defensively. I think they held Sioux City North to negative, if not just over positive yards, but really it felt like the guys kind of took that message to heart in the second half.
There wasn't anything. Well, there was a few things said at half, but we pretty much let the guys and the team alone down in the locker room for that 20 minutes, and they're smart kids. They understand the expectations within this program, and that first half just wasn't it. So they did. They came out, and I thought our defense played much better, and here we go. We got to keep figuring things out. We stayed healthy for the most part from what I understand, so we got to get a game plan together and get ready for Urbandale.
I think you knew it would have to be a big game by Ian McDonald just to help control the offense, and he showed up. 25 carries on the day for Ian, 115 yards and a touchdown, and really stepped up when you needed him to.
Yep, he did a nice job, and so we knew we had to come in and run the football, and we were able to do that. I was really happy with that first drive. Ian pretty much handled that ball all the way down the field, and our line did well, and then we started to put the ball on the turf and then gave them opportunities. So, but yeah, Ian did a nice job, and we're just going to have to continue to figure out what our backfield's going to look like moving forward.
We've finally been able to see Bo Blake uncork on one, and credit to the offensive line for giving him some time, but we know he has that strong arm. It's just kind of been that chemistry and the speed, and he found Parker Amos a couple times here tonight for some big gains and some touchdowns.
Yeah, beautiful ball on that first one to Parker, and I thought maybe one of his best throws was down here to Lincoln Fox.
Yes.
He was able to set his feet, make a clean read, and he threw a beautiful ball to our second level. And so, yeah, he continues to get better, and you can tell he's getting more and more comfortable.
Not much else to talk about other than moving on to Urbandale. And I know, again, we've talked about this over and over again. The guys know the stakes. It is a win, and our season potentially keeps going on. A loss, and that might be it for this team.
Yep, that's correct. They know what's at stake, and they understand the type of preparation it's going to take. Urbandale's a good football team. They're coming to our place. We do get them at home, which I think is a positive thing for us. And we just got to continue to grow as a team, get better this week, come out, you know, hungry and motivated, which I thought we lacked tonight, and then get after Urbandale next week.
And then final thoughts on tonight's 38-0 victory as Indianola improves to 5-3 on the season.
5-3, and that was our goal. Let's get on the road and get home.
Thank you very much, Head Coach Eric Kluver.